to the main agenda, we are now on to item 4, the Governance Policy Annual Review. This is to consider amendments proposed to the Isle of Wight Council Pension Fund's governance policy and adopt the revised version on recommendation from the Pension Board, and this is covered in Paper B, which you have received copies of. And this item will be presented by the Technical Finance Manager, Joe Thistlewood. So over to you, Joe.
Thank you, Chairman. Members of the committee will be aware that this is one of the policies that's required by regulations to support the governance of the pension fund. Regulations require it is reviewed on an annual basis and republished if there are any significant changes. Appendix 1 to the report of Paper B summarises the key areas of change since the last version, primarily being an expansion of the description of the role of the Pension Board and the inclusion of a new section within the policy in respect of investment pooling arrangements under the access pool. The Pension Board have been engaged in the changes being made and have reviewed and accepted the changes proposed, and the Pension Board recommend the adoption of the revised policy. I'm happy to take any questions, otherwise we'll move to the recommendation on page B3. Does anybody have any questions on the revised policy?
Can I just make a point for, we do have a couple of relatively new members of our committee. There are two different groups of people. One is what we are here, which is the Pension Fund Committee, and there is another one called the Pension Board, which is a separate committee made up of two members of the employers of the pension fund and two employees of the pension fund, and they deal a lot of the time to do with policy and governance, but they're not involved so much in investment, and that's why you're getting a lot of information passed to you by the board itself. So are there any questions that you would like to ask on Paper B, please? Okay. In this case, there is a recommendation which is in page B3, which is the committee approves the governance for publication on the fund's website and for inclusion in the fund's annual report and accounts. I will propose that, so could someone please second that?
Yep, that's Councillor Brading.
Councillor Brading has seconded it, so we will now move to the vote, which will be taken by a roll call. Can you say for, against or abstain, please?
Yep, Councillor Andre.
For.
Councillor Brading.
For.
Councillor Perks.
Four.
And Councillor Axford.
Four.
That's unanimous, Chairman.
That's unanimous, that is passed. Thank you very much, everybody. Now we move